As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You finally done with all your scouting and going through everything? When did it kind of wrap up? Or are you still going to be looking at day two and three guys?
You know what I'll do, Jeremy, is after Saturday, when the Ravens are done picking, let's say they get all 11, and whatever guys that I haven't graded yet, you know, written reports on, I'll go do all the Ravens so I can talk smartly about all the Ravens guys. And I remember I ran into Eric when Likely came out. You know, I was at the rookie minicamp and I was talking to him about Likely and stuff. I said, I said, he doesn't block very good. I said, he blocked DB. He said, do you watch film? I said, yeah, I watch all the film. He said, how? I said, Eric, if you go on YouTube or whatever, they got full games and everything else. It's a pain in the ass to watch, to go back and forth. You know, because if you're sitting there watching and, you know, you're working in the NFL or what, you got the remote,
yeah.
You know, or nowadays, you know, because what I used to do was before you could get film, you know, on the computer and stuff, I'd take 2 days, I'd go up to Philly, and Howie Roseman let me come in, give me my own room. And then, you know, like watching wide receivers, it's so nice because what they would have is they would have, you know, like one receiver after another and all their catches. And
so it's easier to get through it. Like what you're doing, it takes you a lot longer to.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Because, you know, there's commercials in there and everything else. And, you know, you're hunting and searching for catches if it's a receiver. They do have highlight videos, you know, that are 6-7 minutes that you can get somewhat of an idea, you know, with receivers, you know, highlight thing, you know, with O linemen, doesn't tell you the whole story. I like to go back and watch.
What are you looking
for? Senior Bowl.
Like, so that's the one thing that I tell people I can't evaluate. I can look and say what other people are telling me. I can look and see that you've given up a bunch of sacks or you've given up nothing. But when I'm looking at offensive linemen, I have a difficult time judging them.
Oh, that's my favorite thing to evaluate. I love evaluating O-linemen.
The big butts and the long arms and stuff, that's where we're getting into?
Big butts, thick thighs, yeah. And you know what's crazy is like, and I still say this, you know, what I did for a living, like if people saw what it was like at the combine, when I'd go in there like in the mornings for weighing and measuring, there'd be, let's say, 250 dudes, scouts, coaches, GMs, everybody. We're all sitting there, and the kid will walk up in his underwear, walk up through you, through the stands, up to the stage where they would, you know, they would have him stand up there and get on a scale. Such and such, 222. Everybody write it down. But as he's walking up, you know, coming through you and everything, and then on the way back, you know, I'm checking out. All right, he's got a big butt. You know, he's got thick thighs. You know, long arms. You know, tapered or soft belly. You know, jiggles when he walks. You know, all those kind of. You know, you're looking what his body looks like.
Because you really do have to get in the minutia when you're breaking down players that are so similarly rated.
Oh, no question. Hey, the biggest thing I looked at with old linemen, well, Joe Bugle always used to say, if they're smart and tough, they got a chance. Smart and tough, they got a chance. But I always I do not like guys that can't bend their knees. I mean, I talk about it all the time because they're stiff.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you're not a knee bender,
if you can't get to that point, they're going to beat you around the edge.
Well, the other thing is if you're not a knee bender, you're a waist bender. You know, and if you're bending, if your head goes down, guess where you're going?
Down.
Right. You know, and that's why, you know, like in pass protection and stuff, you know, I mean, if you can't, like Cleveland for the Ravens. Can't. And the other thing I don't like is 10-2. You know what 10-2 is?
You're talking about their
feet.
Oh, okay. When they point in or point out. I mean, out. Point out. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you've coached basketball. Mm-hmm. What good athlete walks 10-2?
Pigeon-toed?
No, pigeon-toed is
the
good.
Other way. Yeah.
Because pigeon-toed, you have some of your best sprinters in the world.
Okay.
Have been pigeon-toed. But 10-2? You know,
are they running on like the outside of their foot then if they're doing that, or maybe flat footed? Because
no, I'm flat footed.
Yeah,
but 10-2, you know, 10-2 is just not an athletic position. Like, you know, and you look at Brady, he can't bend. Let and me, he's 10-2.
Nolan, get in here. Let Vinny pass block on you real quick. Let's see what it looks like.
So, well, the other thing is you know, arm length is key, and we talk about it all the time. And like all these kids in the draft this year, Jeremy. Like the guys that are tackles, every one of them there's a concern. Like Will Campbell, who may go 4. Mm-hmm. He's got 33-inch arms, you know. And Ezeraku, the pass rusher for Boston College, who's 6'2.5", he's got 34-inch arms, you know. And if you're an old lineman and you got short arms and you're trying to pass protect, you know, and your arms are 32 and his are 34, your arms are flapping in the wind, you know, trying to block.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at, with O-line, you know, you're looking at athleticism. You know, I mean, that's what you want to see. You want to see knee bend. You want to see, can they pick up stunts? You know, you want to see, does it show that he's dumb or not instinctive or smart? That kind of, and then what kind of punch does he have? You know, like in pass protection. And then the thing that's hard to evaluate nowadays is because everybody's always in 3-point stance, so nobody gets down. You know, and in the run game, can you come off with a flat back? What kind of explosion do you have? Are your hands in tight? You know, Joe Bugle would always be telling tight hands, because you see linemen, you know, what do they want to do all the time? They want to grab on the outside. And then when you grab on the outside, that defensive player is, boom, he's jamming you in the chest. So, you know, hand placement. You know, you look at his fundamentals, you look at his athletic ability, all those types of things. You know, and then evaluate. Like when I was first starting out, took me a lot longer. You know, and then the thing about it too, Jeremy, is like when I was scouting, let's say you go to North Carolina. You go to North Carolina and there may be, and they would only be open on Fridays. So you knew there was going to be a bunch of scouts. So I would always get there, like you'd ask the pros, what time are you going to be here? Like 6:30 or what? You know, because I'd be there first, because if you control the clicker, you know, because there's only one remote,
yeah,
and there may be 30 guys watching, and then you can go at your speed, you know. And I'd always want to run it back, you know, because I was taking notes all the time, you know, when I would do it, and I'd take notes, and then I'd run it back, and so people get pissed off at you a lot because, you know, come on, you know, because if you're looking at 7 or 8 guys in a day. I mean, you're watching film for about 6-7 hours.
Yeah, I look. It's got to be. That's why you brought it up about wide receivers. I love watching them. I've always been a wide receiver guy. I love watching the footwork and the route running. Some of it can look really sloppy, but if a guy's an unbelievable athlete, do you overlook that, or is it?
No, the thing, because I coach receivers at University of Minnesota. Biggest thing is with receivers like Duvernay. You know what the problem I had with Duvernay is, and he's super fast. He can't get in and out of breaks.
Did he round it off? Like his routes, or is he just not like...
Well, the thing is to be a good route runner, you got to be able to get your pads over your toes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and be quick in and out of cuts. Because if you're to stop,
well,
you know, then that DB, he's plant driving, he's beating you to the ball. You know, so and then are you raising up? Because if you raise up... when you're getting ready to, if you got to slow down to break down and you raise up, DB's like, you're telling me you're stopping. You know, so a guy, and I always used to, when I was coaching receivers, we'd always work on, and the Ravens do the tail end of the route, which is the last three steps, you know, and running into the cut, you know, get your pads over your toes, getting that foot down, and then throwing that inside arm back and then coming back to the ball.
I loved watching all the slot receivers run those arrow routes and planting their foot and hitting the speed outs on the outside. And I feel like, you know, it, maybe it was one of the things when we looked at Ladd McConkey and it kind of got overlooked that he's just a terrific route runner and he's got good hands. He's just not overly athletic, right? That's probably why he wasn't a higher draft pick going back to that draft. And I think if you did it over again, he might be a guy that you're looking at a little differently.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, the other thing too, Jeremy, is like when you're writing reports and stuff, and he may have not a great time, but he plays fast.
Yeah.
You know, and you may have, like Duvernay, to me, he didn't play fast. You know, and that's a big thing. Doesn't play fast. You know, he doesn't play to his speed. Whereas like Zay Flowers, play whatever speed he is, he plays to that. And quickness is even faster than that.